And welcome to Community Kitchen. We've been talking family meals. A little bit cold, so we need those lovely warmth in our meals. Something just to just warm you up when you get home from work, sitting and enjoying. But I had an email from someone this week just asking if I could go back through and talk about poaching a chicken. And there's two styles that I use, just the regular poaching where you just use an onion, some garlic, a bay leaf and maybe some thyme. And also there's the Asian style poached chicken, which I thought we'd share because I want to share a recipe for the sweet corn soup, which we all enjoy so much when we go to a Chinese restaurant. It is delicious. So if you're doing a poached chicken, either do one or two because you've got that meat, as I was talking about a couple of weeks ago, you've got the meat as well as that extra stock. And with winter coming, we're going to be wanting those bases, which is really lovely. And that chicken is really good to use in mornos, in risotto, soups, salads, sandwiches, wraps. Absolutely delicious. And with the Asian style poached chicken or Hainanese chicken, once again, select your chicken. You use about a cup of Chinese rice wine, about half a bunch of spring onions, a couple of cloves of garlic and a piece of ginger about a centimetre long. And same method for poaching. You half fill the pot with water and bring to the boil. Add the chicken to the pot of boiling water and you must cover it and return it to the boil. Put the lid on and reduce heat to a simmer and cook gently for about 30 minutes. Don't fast boil it. I do sometimes if I'm doing, say, a thigh meat, if I want to get a quick stock going, and then I just put it right down and let it simmer. And then carefully remove the chicken from the saucepan, drain and cool. And I noticed with most of the Hainanese chicken, they always put it straight into the ice bath because they want to get that really gelatinous chicken. And when we talk about how they serve it, you'll understand why. It's a great way to get a couple of meals, I think, out of poaching. I just love it. I really do. I find it Sunday night, I had a couple of thighs. I just put that into the saucepan with lots of fresh ginger, some garlic, some onion, celery, some carrots, and I cooked that down. And I put some corn in there and some cream corn, and I put some vermicelli noodles. Had the leftover for lunch the next day. Delicious. And it's one of those things that makes you feel nice and warm and fuzzy, which is beautiful. Now, when you're serving the Hainanese chicken, if you have it in a restaurant, they'll do it with a ginger and spring onion sauce. So a cup of fresh ginger, grated or peeled and chopped. 2 cups of spring onions, roughly chopped. 2 cloves of garlic. A tablespoon of Chinese rice wine. Puts another dimension to things. 2 teaspoons of sea salt, 2 teaspoons of sugar, 1 teaspoon of sesame oil. And then what you do is you can heat the sesame oil, or you can just heat the 2 tablespoons of peanut or macadamia oil because you're mixing all those other ingredients. And then you're going to get that oil really, really, really hot and pour that onto this ginger spring onion mixture. And it is so delicious. Make extra because you will use it with lots of goodies like fish that's been poached. It's absolutely delicious. And it just adds that volume amount of flavour. It's all about flavour, isn't it? This is one of the things that makes cooking such a pleasurable thing, I think, the easing of it. But even in the cooking, going through all those combinations and flavours really does make a difference. So to that person who emailed me, 2 different poached chicken recipes, freezes so well, and remember to label it. I'm one of those people, I sort of cool it in the container and I think, oh, I've just put it in the fridge and I forget what the labels are sometimes. But I really do love that because if you're going to make, especially this weather, something like a chicken pie, if you've done that extra chicken in your poaching, number one, you end up with more meat, and number two, you end up with more stock. But once you've taken all that meat off the actual carcass, even if you do half of the stock and put those bones back into it, and get that as a really, really delicious, more chickeny type of stock. And you'll find that when it sets, it's you just get that lovely gelatinous topping on it, which I think is the supremo of all. It's like the caviar of all, isn't it? When we come back, we're going to do a couple more warm dishes because I don't know about you, but soups and slow cookers, it's really that time of year. I thought we'd start off and share a couple of soup recipes and then some different main meals. Not expensive, just really tasty. And, of course, you're with Annette on Community Kitchen on 101.5 FM. I'm Annette. We're back talking comfort food and we're going to talk soups. Not sure whether you've had the pleasure of having a really good chowder. But the base of a chowder, of course, is a white sauce. And you're using a couple of tablespoons of butter, brown onion, 4 tablespoons of flour and about 4 cups of milk. And this is also what you can use to make your pie. So if you want to make a chowder, just don't put the stock in and keep some of that sauce, bechamel sauce aside. Using a leftover chicken, you've got a couple of meals on the go. Potatoes, 4 potatoes. And you are just going to make the roux, cook for a minute to combine, add your potato cubes, then your stock and your milk, and then you can start your variations. You can add corn kernels, crab meat, top with a dollop of cream and chives. You can add fish pieces, some prawn meat, and top with some aioli. You can do some grated cauliflower. I really love to have blue vein cheese with my cauliflower, but you don't need to. You don't have to. Leeks would be beautiful instead of onions if you want to do that, and some crispy bacon. And, of course, good old leeks with a dollop of sour cream and some nice bacon on top of that. And that's a really – they're just such lovely warm soups and a meal within itself, which I think is really nice. But thinking of the great Cantonese corn soup, using some of your skinless chicken breast that you've taken out of your stock, or you can use ground chicken meat if you like, but you'd need about 150 ml of rice wine, about 400 grams of canned cream corn. I actually just put mine in the actual blender and just did fresh corn. It was nice. I didn't have canned cream corn. About 6 cups of chicken stock. Fortunately, you just happen to have some. 2.5 tablespoons of corn flour and 2 egg whites and a teaspoon of roasted sesame oil on the top. And all you're doing is placing the chicken in a bowl, adding some of the rice wine, stir to combine in a clay pot or a saucepan, combine the cream corn, the stock, the rice wine, bring to the boil stirring, add the chicken, stir to combine to separate the meat. And you can take any sort of skim the scum off the surface. Sometimes you get that little bit of extra you don't need. But combine the corn flour with enough water to make a paste. Add it to the soup and simmer until thickened. And then you mix 2 tablespoons of water into the egg white. Then you've taken the soup off. Then you slowly add to the saucepan in a thin stream around the edge, stir once or twice, and then add the sesame oil. Just delicious. And I also like to have some spring onions on the top of mine, but seriously, that's your choice. When we talked last week about adding different goodies to the weeks go so fast, I'm sure it was last week, we talked about adding beans and goodies to your broth to change things around. I forgot to mention barley. Nothing is so nicer than a lamb and barley soup or a stew. It puffs up considerably, as you would realise, when it's cooked, but it's got this fantastic nutty flavour. And I notice a lot of recipes now are using barley as like a risotto or a rice. Absolutely delicious. So don't forget that one. And of course, you can just ask your butcher to give you some nice neck chops. I think they are really the best for making a lamb soup or a stew. And you'll have to skim that because you will get quite a lot of fat residue on the top. And of course, don't worry about discarding that lamb fat or beef fat or chicken fat. I sometimes keep that in a container in the fridge. And then if I'm doing, say, frying off something or doing some veggies or doing some potatoes in the oven, I use that because absolutely delicious. And tallow at the moment is as expensive as gold. So if you can make your own little bit on the side, all well and good. When we come back, we're going to talk a nice cottage pie, some great lamb shanks, and a nice little Moroccan chicken stew. I've been watching MasterChef and there's a fair bit of that Middle Eastern spice coming in there, so I thought we'd share that on 101.5 Community Kitchen. Be back shortly. And welcome back to Community Kitchen. We're talking a Moroccan, a nice little chicken stew. And I like this because it's got pumpkin, it's got preserved lemon, it's got mint leaves, it's got green olives. I like meals like that where you've got a combination. And interesting, I saw this because I've got lots of pumpkins at the moment, and I've been looking out for pumpkin recipes. I saw a fantastic pasta dish where you use your pumpkins as the actual sauce, and they used a great big shell pasta and cooked off. Of course, the usual suspects, the garlic and all the yummy bits that go with it. But they had made a sauce out of the roasted pumpkin and used that as the base rather than the tomato. Looked absolutely $1 million. So nice to be able to combine those seasonal veggies into our cooking when it's an economical thing and it actually boosts it up a little bit. But this Moroccan chicken stew... you're breaking up a chicken or getting your butcher to do that. You want about in about 8 pieces. You've got a little bit of saffron there and about 3.5 cups of chicken stock. You'll need to fry off some coriander seeds, about a teaspoon, and dry roast some cumin. I should do the both in the same saucepan, but this recipe says differently. 2 onions, 4 garlic cloves, some ground ginger, brown sugar, some harissa, dry white wine, cinnamon stick, and the pumpkin, pitted green olives, preserved lemon, fresh coriander and mint for dressing. Sounds a lot, but seriously, if I could show you how delicious it looks. So you're just going to put the saffron in a cup and add about 2 tablespoons of the stock because you want that colour to come out. Season the chicken pieces and fry them off in some oil in a casserole dish. And I always brown those off until they're nice and golden. Meanwhile, you're browning off your toasting off your coriander seeds until that smell starts to happen. And they'll jump around a little bit and you'll know they're ready. Tip that into a mortar and pestle and then dry roast some cumin seeds. Same. You can do them together. Discard all but about a teaspoon of the oil from the casserole dish after you finish with your chicken. Add your onion, cook for 5 minutes, then add your garlic, your ginger, your sugar, cumin, coriander ground. Cook for 2 minutes. You want to get that flavour happening. Stir in that saffron that's in the water. The harissa, which you've got about 1/2 teaspoon of harissa, depending on how spicy you like it. And then you're going to add the wine and the stock and put your chicken pieces back in. And you're going to bring that to a simmer and cook for about 20 minutes. Add the pumpkin. And we're having about 400 grams of pumpkin here. And lower that and reduce the heat to low and cover. And cook that for about 30 minutes because we want that pumpkin to cook and break down. And if you wish, turn the chicken halfway through. And then use a slotted spoon. Take the chicken out. Add your cinnamon stick. And put the casserole direct heat onto the boil on the top and then stir in your olives, or lemon and gently heat and taste and season and enjoy. And that would be absolutely delicious with some couscous. I think it would just be a winner. And, of course, if you're buying that one chicken, buy 2 because usually you can look around at some of the different shops. And by buying that little bit of bulk, you really do save. I think it's fantastic. Now, who doesn't love a cottage pie? And these are just such a good thing because you can use shepherd's pie uses lamb. So let's say a cottage pie is using beef. And you just use some onions, some garlic, some carrots, some minced beef, some stock, a little bit of flour, So basically you're just going to be cooking off your mince in there. You're going to be adding that little bit of the flour at the end to thicken it. And what I often do if I'm doing something like that is I'll just when I've – after I've done my onions and my garlic and I've got my beef cooked, I'll put the plain flour in with the mince. And if I'm going to put some – paste in there, I'll put that in too and stir it all together. And then I'll start to add my stock, some tomato paste, Worcestershire sauce, bit of thyme, bit of parsley, bit of cinnamon if you want, and a bay leaf. And then you're just going to cook that down and put it in a beautiful casserole dish and add your mash on top and put it in the oven. Absolutely delicious. And, you know, if you've got that space, there's no reason why you can't make a couple of those, because that means you've got one night that you're free to cook, not to cook. And I did the same with a beef stew just recently, and I put it in the freezer, took it out, and then we'll have that as a pie. And that's an easy meal for me. It's usually when I'm busy doing things. So that extra beef becomes a pie. And I do that with a chuck or something, because I personally find with the mince I can do other things with that, but a really good chunky beef pie, beautiful. Now, lamb shanks with some tomato, chili and honey, a little bit different, but these love to be slow cooked. So about six shanks, some capsicum, some garlic, some brown onions, red wine. Remember, the wine will dissipate. Some cumin seeds, some coriander seeds, which of course you're going to toast off and grind. A couple of red chilies, tin of tomatoes, chopped tomatoes, and some about 3 tablespoons of honey. And that's just a combination, but I always suggest that you fry off those shanks. I don't know, it just gives that extra flavour, doesn't it? And absolutely beautiful. And that would be so nice with some great veg, bit of leftover mash that you've probably made with that cottage pie, that you just happen to put some in a bag in the freezer, so you have that ready, and life becomes easy, delicious, and you just want to do more cooking and enjoy your kitchen space. So join me next week, and if there's anything you want to discuss or find out or share different recipes, don't forget to email me, Annette@twoldducks.com.au, as Community Kitchen is the place to share food around the family table. Thanks for joining me.